are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me. Amara Gay.
And life and loss. We're going to break down that thing called hurt and pain. And of course, we're going to shed some light on being a bomb.
Listen up.
There is a thing that's called entertainment. That's where you're entertained and educated at the exact same time. Kind of like what I call being inspired and motivated. And of course, I call that motivation.
Lean in. Listen up now.
OMG, OMG, OMG. Welcome to OMG, the Omara Gayle Radio Show. I'm your host, Mara Gayle, actress, author, evangelist, and producer of the award-winning docudramedy STEM, The Movement. You know what I love to do? I love to help people see things differently. I enjoy when a perspective is widened, when views are enlarged, because the more angles you have of a situation, the better the vantage point, so that you can make informed decisions. You see, I've been blessed with experience in all sorts of areas, and I believe in my heart and soul that we all live and learn in order to share and teach. I love serving Maravation. It's a perfect blend of motivation and inspiration. I believe some of the greatest people in the world are only one word of encouragement away from being and doing something meaningful. I think that if more people would get outside of themselves and their situations and just look up, call up, speak up and into the lives of others, you would experience a more productive world around us. And so for tonight's show, which I've entitled Open Air, Hope for the Holidays, I'm hoping that we can share some tips, some remedies, or maybe just some plain old-fashioned suggestions on how we can instill, inspire, and equip ourselves to have hope for the holidays. I'm super excited about tonight's show because one of the things that I've come to realize is that during the holidays, people are running around frantically looking for gifts and being stressed out. And one of the things that we want to share with you tonight is the reason for the season has absolutely, positively nothing to do with stressing yourself out. I want to repeat that one more time. The reason for the season has absolutely, positively nothing to do with stressing yourself out. A lot of times we're busy focused on what to buy people. A lot of times people are going into debt to do it, charging things, maxing out credit cards. And that's not what most people are really interested in. Yes, sure, kids really love gifts at Christmas time. But I guarantee you, if you were present with your kids and you give them one gift, they would be just as excited as they would be to receive the games or the PlayStations or whatever it is you happen to be running yourself ragged to go around and get for them. So let's talk about de-stress, unwind in the midst of this. You know, sometimes we're so busy being busy. We're so busy running around, driving around frantically, going from store to store, and the lines are long, and you're feeling really busy because you feel like you have to get all of these things done. I say, go home, take a breather, sit down, write some cards, write some letters, purposefully plan for how you can be present in different situations. If that means going to dinner with friends and having a wonderful conversation at dinner, maybe play some games that afford you an opportunity to get to know them better or allow them an opportunity to get to know you better, or even games that will involve the kids that are there. Allow there to be some interactions. You know, one of the things that I've come to realize is our kids are so dialed into their devices, they sometimes don't even know how to interact. So force them to be present. Force them to actually give the gift of time and attention and watch the rewards of that be out of this world. Another one of the subjects that we want to kind of unpack during this open air subject of hope for the holidays is we want to encourage you to take the time to reach out to some of the people in your circle, some of your family members, some of the people you love, some of the people you care for. Instead of texting them this holiday season, be intentional. Take a moment, write a list of 3 to 5 people that you want to hear their voice. Call them up on the phone. Don't text them. Don't chat them. Don't Marco Polo them. Don't Snapchat them. Don't leave an inbox message on Facebook or Instagram or any other place. Literally pick up the phone like we used to do in the olden days and actually leave them a voice message. Let them know you're thinking about them. Let them know you love them or you care for them. Let them know you're wishing them well this holiday season. I believe if you took the time to give more gifts with meaning, more gifts that will last longer than the package being unwrapped, people's lives can be changed. Also, one of the best presents you can give someone is to be present. The best present you can give someone is your presence, being available, being an ear to someone who has something on their heart that they want to share, being a friend who comes to visit someone when they're in the midst of a storm. You know, during the holiday season, it's not happy for everyone. Everyone's not dancing around and giggling and loving this season. For some, this holiday season brings with it a memory of a lost love, a memory of a mom or a dad that are no longer present, the memory of a child that is currently incarcerated, or a child that's away at the fighting a war for this country, for us to be safe. With this holiday comes some unpleasant memories for some. So for those friends and those family members in your life who you know are mourning the loss, and this is their first holiday without their mom, or their first holiday without their husband, or their first holiday without a child that they had in their life who they lost tragically or instantly in some way, shape, form, or fashion, or a coworker lost a loved one, I double dog dare you to reach out to them, to make an impact in their lives, to afford them an opportunity to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that somebody cares for them, that somebody is thinking about them, and that they are not alone. This is the time where you get to rise to your better self, share the most valuable gift you have, which is time. Time is something that you can't quantify in terms of financial measure because it is invaluable. So I encourage you to take the time to not only reach out and call someone, talk to someone, but let someone know that you're thinking about them, especially those who are going through their first holiday season without a loved one, the first holiday season without a husband, a wife, a child, or a friend. I really encourage you to take the time to call them or send a card. You know, I know we send a lot of Christmas cards during the holidays, and that's very special, and people love receiving cards. But there are some people that may need an extra note, an extra boost of happiness in that card that they receive because this particular Christmas isn't full of holly and jolly and wonderful memories. It's just a longing or a loss. Maybe you know someone who went through or is currently going through a divorce. Those people, those friends, need something extra. So reach out, let them hear your voice, or plan to actually spend time with them. You know, sometimes you can call a friend and say, hey, it's Christmas, and I know you're away from home or you don't live where your parents live. I'd love for you and I to get together and have a little meal, or let's get together and have brunch or have coffee or something of that nature. They would absolutely love it. So I encourage you to take that extra step. Take that extra step. Take a little bit of your time and spend it wisely. Instead of the money that you're spending in the store, take some time and spend it on the lives of those that mean something to you, the lives of those that matter. Another one of the things that I really want to talk about on this particular open air segment that we want to unpack is the reason for the season. You know, it's not my sister's birthday. Well, it is my sister's birthday because her birthday is December the 18th. Shout out to my sister, Elmira, who goes by the name of Elle a lot of times. A shout out to her for her birthday. But for those, December 25th, it's not most people's birthday. It's the birthday of the risen Savior. And so when you're thinking about gifts to give for the holiday season, instead of getting so caught up that you feel like you're strapped and stressed and overstretched financially, trying to make sure that people have things for Christ's birthday on Christmas, show up and be present. Be there for them. Say, hey, I've got an ear for you. I want to take some time for you, or I want to come and visit you, or maybe even set up a little play date with some of your nieces and nephews so that they learn the value of time over the value of things and stuff. Also, couples, I want to encourage you. You know, I've got a good friend named Teresa, and she's always given me helpful tips. And one of the things that she wanted me to share with you is couples need to invite their single friends to join them during this holiday, because our single friends, they won't feel like a third leg on a wheel when you invite them. They get a sneak peek into what marriage is really like, the good, the bad, the ugly, the ups, the downs. They get to see couples interacting in a healthy way. They get to see husbands being a gentleman for their wives, if that's the kind of mate you have, or wives going to fix their plate for their husbands so that they can see that love gives, love shares, love sacrifices. Love is a lot of things, but sometimes singles are so clueless, as in they're in the dark about what really matters in marriage. They're really in the dark when it comes to what they should be doing. They think that marriage is all roses, and it's not. Marriage is work, and you have to work it like a 9-to-5 and not be afraid to put in overtime. And so for our single friends out there who are waiting to get in the fishbowl, there are several people that are in the fishbowl and they're wishing they're on the outside. I'm not one of them. I'm happy in love, and I'm happy in my marriage, and I'm so incredibly grateful. But I want to encourage our single people to know that it's not a fairy tale. I don't know if some of you have read the book of Michelle Obama, but Michelle Obama's newest book called Becoming has been an eye-opener for so many, because she talks about the real struggles of motherhood, the real struggles of marriage, and the real struggle she had with infertility. And everybody that I know has a story, but some are too afraid or too ashamed to tell it or to share it. And so one of the things that I like to encourage people to do is share your story with someone, not to bring them down, but to empower them with real-life stuff, real-life stuff. And then one of the other things you can do during this holiday, another one of those tips, I call them Teresa tips, one of those Teresa tips is volunteer. There are widows and orphans. There are shut-ins in the hospital. And if you have an overabundance of time, or you bake a cake or a pie or a cupcake, or you've got a song that you can sing or a poem you can recite or a book you can read, guess what? There are people who don't have anyone to visit them at the senior citizens' home, who there are no visitors in the hospital because their loved ones live out of town or have passed on before them. And there are widows who literally are just trying to make it to tomorrow, and perhaps orphans who don't have a mom or a dad, and so there's no one to buy them a gift. So maybe, just maybe, if you take $5, $10, $20, and instead of buying an extra gift for your kid, you ask your kid, hey, what do you think if we just take maybe $100 and we buy 4 or 5 orphans a gift? You'd be amazed at the kind of life-changing smile you can put on an orphan's face, the kind of hope you can deposit into a senior citizen who's at a senior citizen facility and doesn't have any children to come and visit them, or a person in the hospital who can't walk or move out of that bed, but but you show up with your smile and hug or Christmas carol or just good wishes, you have no idea the value of that kind of deposit into the life of someone that feels depleted, into the life of someone that feels like they're lacking something or missing out on something. You show up in their day, perhaps their month, and maybe even their year with just His name. I believe that Daddy God, you guys know me well enough to know that I call God Daddy. I believe that Daddy has deliberately designed each of us with gifts that are specific and special to us, but they're not for us. They're to share. They're to give out. They're to share with the world and with others. And so I believe if more people would actually share the natural talents, the natural gifts, and not everybody can sing and dance. Trust me, on a bad day, if I sing, your ears might bleed, but I can recite poetry, I can read a book, I can come and sit with you and talk with you. And some people, they just want to hear from you. They just want to hear what's on your mind or what's on your heart. So for some, it's not even about what you're talking about as much as it is about that you're listening. Listening is a skill set. Listening is a very valuable gift. And sometimes we think money, buying a gift, is valuable. When some people, they don't need your money. They've got bank accounts full of money. They need your time. They need your ear. They need someone with compassion to hear them out. So we're going to take a real short break, and I want to encourage you, if there's something on your mind, if there's something you want to share, I want you to call into OMG, the Omar Gale Radio Show, and we want to take your questions. We want to hear your comments and your suggestions. The phone number is 347-324-5246. That's 347-324-5246. Press 1. We'll accept your questions. We'll accept your comments. And if you have tips or hope for the holidays, we'd love to hear it. So let's unpack that. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back on the other side, if you called in, we'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see, every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to OMG, the Omara Gale Radio Show. I'm your host, Amara Gale. And today, we're talking about hope for the holidays. We've shared some practical tips like be sure to call somebody and not text them during this holiday season. Reach out to someone who this may be their first Christmas without a loved one, a mom, a wife, a husband, a child that's away in the military or that's incarcerated. Take the time to make a connection, a real-life connection with someone who literally needs it, to know that their life matters, to know that someone is thinking about them during this holiday. We've also shared tips about how not to be consumed with being stressed and shopping for gifts as much as it is being present and being allowing your presence to be the present. So make sure that you do that. Also, one of the other suggestions that was given by Teresa, the tips by Teresa, was to be intentional. Be intentional and reach out to someone that's a widow, someone that's an orphan, or someone that's hospitalized, as well as visit seniors and the senior citizen hall. People need love. People need attention. People need to know. Also, I've been some chats, some texts from saying suggestion. Calling someone is a great suggestion. I'm super excited. And that wasn't from TV Blake. That was from Teresa. Not the Teresa Blake that's my best friend and business partner, but my other girlfriend, Teresa, who's here in Phoenix. That's who that is.
FYI, because I've gotten a lot of calls about it. And if you're hearing some math, I want to let you know that I'm doing a live broadcast mobily, so I am driving, sharing it with you. I'm not physically driving, I'm writing, just so that you're aware. That's maybe some of the noise that you may hear in the background, but I wanted to make sure that we reached you with this message. Also, one of the things that I was given a tip about is to share my own Christmas memories from my past, and I do that. But before I do, I want to remind you, the call-in number is 347-324-5246, press 1. If there's a memory from your Christmas that you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear it. 347-324-5246, press 1 to be entered into the queue. If there's a memory that you'd like to share or a tip that you'd like for our audience and our studio listeners to actually hear so that they can have a better Christmas or make someone else's Christmas better, we'd love to hear from you. But I'm going to go ahead and share one of my own Christmas memories from my past. You know, we grew up in Ogill Garden, and we were what you would call, we were called Pope, P-O. We couldn't afford the O or the R. We had 6 kids, and my mom was raising us as a single parent, and it wasn't so much as how much gifts cost. We could care less. We didn't know what a gift cost. All we knew is there were tons of presents under the Christmas tree, and I remember my baby sister and I just hanging up, trying to keep them awake, but we were so excited. The adrenaline was so high, and then we'd finally wait until the sun, because we couldn't open a gift until the morning. So we'd finally wait until the morning, let's say, I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. We'd start opening up gifts, and of course, by 9, 9:30, we were so tired, we had to take a nap. And it wasn't that we had a lot of gifts, but we had a lot of love. It was in the house. And to see the excitement on all of our faces must have done my parents great. They must have been extremely happy about it. And so that's one of those are some of the memory, one of the memories that I actually remember when I was growing up, what it was like to at Christmas time. I'm going to take one more short break, and then when we come back, we'll finish out the show of Hope for the Holidays with hopefully some of your suggestions. Again, the phone number is 347-324-5246. You're going to press 1. We're going to do another commercial break, and we'll be right back to close out the show.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org, brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to OMG, the Omara Gale Radio Show. I'm your host, Omara Gale, and I'm super excited because I've been getting comments on the line, sharing with me some of the things that were their best Christmas memories, and some have included everything from the lights being out to when we didn't have any Christmas gifts, but we had our friends or our family. I also remember when I was away at college, some of my best Christmas memories, because I didn't come home for Christmas a couple of times. And so it would just be the crew, the friends and family that I had in college, be it sorority sisters or some of my music and artistic friends. And we would all get together, and we call ourselves doing a grab bag, where you just bring a gift. And they were just things from either around the house or things. We had re-gifted gifts. That's what we would really do. People would give us something, and we'd re-gift it. And I remember the reason that it's part of one of my favorite memories, we'd re-gift it, and it really didn't matter what was in the paper. All that mattered was I was sitting around with some of my friends. We were laughing. We were spending real time, and we were enjoying ourselves. And in most cases, we would bring a potluck. Everybody would bring a dish, and I was famous for my little soul food thing. Either I'd have black eyed peas with smoked turkey, or I'd have some collard greens with smoked turkey, or I'd make some collards or something. No matter what it was, we all just sat around, we broke bread, we shared memories, we laughed, and that was good. That was good enough for us. It didn't matter if there was 15 gifts, 20 gifts. All that mattered is the gift of time and the gift of fellowship and the gift of friendship, which all invaluable. There's not an amount of money that could replace the friendships that I acquired over the years. Nothing that could replace the family that I've been blessed to build memories with every year, every holiday or birthdays. There's no amount of money that can replace the love that I have for my husband or or some of my friends and family. Excuse me. There's absolutely nothing that could replace that. There's no amount of money that I trade. And so this particular holiday season, I'd like to deposit this into your spirit. And I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice receives this in love. If you are healthy, if you are in your right mind, if you've got one friend, if you've got one somebody that you can say you love, not necessarily a spouse, it could be a parent, it could be a child, it could be a friend. If you've got enough money in your bank account that your bills are paid today, if you've got enough food in your refrigerator that you can eat today, if you've got blood flowing through your body in your veins, and you've got oxygen filling your lungs, you, my friend, are blessed. And so I don't need to remind you of that, but sometimes we get so caught up and so consumed with the things we don't have. And the reality is, the most valuable things that you currently possess are things on your best day you couldn't afford. You couldn't afford a kidney. You couldn't afford a heart. You couldn't afford a lung. You couldn't afford blood in your veins. You couldn't afford ligaments and tendons and heart, your eyes, your ears, none of it. So some of the best and most valuable things, you couldn't afford life. You couldn't afford peace. You couldn't afford patience. You couldn't afford joy on your best and most successful, wildly financial windfall of a day. Someone would love to have what you currently have. Life, who were millionaires and billionaires, Steve Jobs, for one, who was sick. And he could not afford, with all of the money that he had, he couldn't afford to be here any longer than he was here because his money couldn't pay for what he needed. Hope is commonly used to mean a wish. Its strength is the strength of the person's desire. But in the Bible, hope is the confident expectation of what God has promised. And it's the strength, and its strength is in his faithfulness. You all know the scripture. Hope is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things unseen. I'm going to repeat that one more time. Hope is commonly used to mean a wish. People hope for things, and they use it like it's a wish. I hope I get a Porsche Cayenne, or I hope I get to take a trip somewhere. So we use it like it's a wish. It's strength, person's desire. Whatever it is that you're desiring, that's what hope becomes. It becomes the strength of that desire. But in the Bible, hope is the confident expectation of what God has promised, and its strength is in his faithfulness. You all know in the Word it says hope doesn't disappoint. It can't disappoint, because to hope for something means that there's an intended outcome. It means that you're foreseeing that there's a promise to come. It means that your heart's desire is believing that something is going to be better. It may be dark today. You may be depressed today. You may feel downtrodden today. You may have challenges today, but tomorrow affords you an opportunity of hope and a promise, something that should be expected, something that you can live for and look forward to. So during these holidays, things may seem dark for some,
while others may be skipping down the street, I want to remind you to have hope for the holidays. Smile more. Giggle out loud. Make personal phone calls. Interact with people on purpose. Be intentional about connecting with others because we need you. Contrary to popular belief, no matter how much a person thinks they have it together, there is nothing more valuable than human contact and human interaction. So I challenge you, my CTA to you today, my call to action for everyone under the sound of my voice today is to reach out to someone, to connect with someone, to be intentional about sharing what it is that you have, if that's a talent, if that's a skill, if that's time, if that's a meal, if that's a dish, if that's a gift. Being intentional because someone is waiting for you to show up and remind them of the real reason for this season. That's my show tonight. I hope you guys have been blessed. I hope that there were some tips or nuggets or tools or suggestions that were shared that would help you help someone else. Because the real meaning of Christmas is to share the love of Christ. And by sharing the love of Christ, all you have to do is show up. I pray that you have an outstanding and amazing holiday season. I thank you so much for tuning in to OMG. And I want to remind each of you, I can be reached on social media at Mara Gale. I also have a website, maragale.com. Our documentary, Stem the Movement, that won Best Film at the October Film Festival, is available at stemthemovement.org. And if you're in the Chicago or Linwood area, I would like to invite you to our church service, 10 o'clock on Sundays in the Linwood area. The address is 1975 Joe Orr Road, Linwood, Illinois. Come fellowship with us on Sunday. We're going to do an amazing Christmas concert. And also I'll be sharing my one-woman show, The Woman at the Well, and we'll be premiering my husband's 5 Minutes of Faith series about how he gave his life to Christ on Christmas Day when the devil was trying to call him or cause him to do something totally opposite. So I want to leave this broadcast by saying tune in, lean in, and listen up. Catch us on our iTunes station. All you have to do is search Up to Me Radio and then look for OMG, also on Google Play or the Stitcher app. But most importantly, remember the reason for the season. Share love, be love, laugh out loud, giggle if you can, and remember to share joy. God bless you. Be encouraged.
Everyone likes to be heard and then listened to, so we want you to set your dial to OMG on Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. OMG.